This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. Greg found this one from Sky News. Headline reads, scientists trying to bring back the woolly mammoth creates a woolly mouse.
Oh, no, it's coming straight for us.
And it's so shaggy. Biotech company Colossal Biosciences unveiled plans in 2021 to revive the woolly mammoth and later the dodo bird, attracting investors. Of course, the Texas-based biotech company is focused on identifying the key traits of extinct animals with the goal of genetically engineering them into living animals. Alongside bringing back species that went extinct, the company hoping their work can be used with conservation efforts. Other scientists, a little more skeptical. They did edit together 7 genes and mice to create a mouse with long, thick, woolly hair. They have nicknamed it the Colossal Woolly Mouse. We'll include this article in the show notes because there's a side-by-side picture of regular mouse and Colossal Woolly Mouse, who just looks like a mouse with a really bad hair day.
I'm not going to lie. Colossal Woolly Mouse is really cute.
He's pretty cute. But does he not just look like a mouse whose hair went through a blender?
Yeah, it's a mouse, and it's an adorable little mouse. And I want to pet your nose.
Yes.
But this is one of those situations where I want to quote comedian Patton Oswalt, where he says, "Science, all about shoulda, not coulda."
Did we not watch Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Do we not think about just a little further down the line than just getting investors, perhaps?
That's the question I have, Jane. I mean, we have limited time in this segment. What would a woolly mammoth do for society? What are its redeeming traits that would warrant it coming back? I mean, we all love a reboot in this country.
Sure.
But I want to know, and a dodo bird?
Lots of calls for that. I don't know. What are they going to eat?
Yeah.
I'm assuming woolly mammoths ate different things that were available back then that are no longer available.
They're going to eat woolly mice.
The Texas company now plans to genetically modify Asian elements to give them woolly mammoth traits. Not everyone on board with this. Christopher Preston, a wildlife expert at the University of Montana, says you're not actually resurrecting anything. You are not bringing back the ancient past. You might be able to alter the hair pattern of an Asian elephant or adapt it to the cold, but it's not bringing back a woolly mammoth. It is changing an Asian element.
Broke up with you, Dan. She's not coming back, man. You can't recreate her in the aggregate. This isn't weird science.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
It's not going to be Elon Musk with a chainsaw. It's going to be a pack of resurrected woolly mammoths
or
coming
mice.
Straight for, or yeah, or even mice. Worse, because that's a more embarrassing ending. As in, like, how did they perish? Tiny little bad hair mice.
They're coming for you.
They're coming for you, and they're going to eat your ancient cheeses.
Guys, at this company, watch Jurassic Park. That's just a thought. It's just a, yeah, okay. That wraps up today's episode of Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.